to day 21. We are at the end of our third week. Congratulations on making it this far. Just because the week is over doesn't mean we're not going to meditate. So we'll continue with our theme of working with thoughts as we're trying to fall asleep. And today will be an integration of the various practices and strategies we've explored. But as always, we will start with our normal routine of taking about the first 5 minutes just to settle in. And we'll start with a few deep breaths, breathing in through the nose, and slowly letting it out through the mouth. And continuing with about 5 breaths like that at your own pace, with each exhale dropping the body in more deeply and settling the mind. Eventually letting the breath fall into its natural rhythm. Just see if you can ride the waves of the breath fluidly, in the same way that a surfer would ride the waves of the ocean. Nowhere you need to get, nothing you need to fix, just gracefully and easily feeling the flow of the breath. Continue to invite the body to soften, relaxing the muscles in the face, relaxing the muscles in the shoulders, and then the belly as well. You'd like to feel the momentum of the day washing through you. You can do that as well. Nothing you need to fix or solve. Just a gentle acknowledgement of what's here. letting the attention rest back with the breath. Continuing to be an observer to the breathing experience, as if you were watching your body breathing you. We're going to implement the first strategy we did this week, which is just to replay the day. So from the first memory you remember up until now, just go through as many big moments or moments you can remember and just saying, ah, oh, that happened, and then that happened, and then that happened, all the way until you get to this moment. I'll give you a couple of minutes in silence to feel into that. Once you feel like you've given yourself the opportunity to process and acknowledge and to feel into the day, we'll now take the perspective of watching all of these thoughts just like fluffy clouds moving through the sky. So if you'd like to imagine that you're lying down on grass or in a park or in a meadow or even on the beach, you can just see all of these clouds moving through the sky, and you take the same approach with your thoughts. Just another thought, just another thought. Seeing what it's like to watch your thoughts rather than being caught in your thoughts. And I'll give you some moments in silence to explore this. the other strategies we use is to notice the space between thoughts. So as you're watching these thoughts come and go, see if you can also notice that space between the thoughts when one thought ends and then the other begins. And maybe even feel as though you're expanding that space, if that feels possible. We don't need to force that space to be there. We're just simply observing, when is it present? What is it like for there to be a mind that thinks? And then what are moments like when the mind is not thinking? Also explored gently encouraging thoughts to feel as though they're melting away. We acknowledge that thoughts, if we were to treat them like little humans, also need a break. And so this was an opportunity for the thoughts to take a break. And we just tell the thought, it's okay, you can just melt away right now. Just melt into a puddle of calmness, tranquility. I like to sometimes imagine the thoughts as ice cubes and then watching them melt on a hot summer day. Just melt away. And the other day, we worked with sleepy thoughts. So we gave all of the thoughts their own little sleepy voices. They might have been yawning, the voice of the thoughts might have been very quiet, gentle, long and soft. So just having fun changing the voice of your thoughts into nice, deep, sleepy thoughts. Lastly, we brought kindness to our thoughts, giving them a soft smile when they arise as a general appreciation for having a mind that can think. And then we would say, hello, thought. Thank you, thought. Goodbye, thought. So you can try that out in our last minute together. So congratulations on finishing up week 3. Today you had the opportunity to integrate everything that we've learned in this week. And remember that these are all different strategies you can use in ways that work for you. One might work better than another, but we're getting to sample a lot of different practices. So if you'd like to revisit this recording, you can replay it, or you can let my voice fade off into silence. You're doing so well. I'm proud of you for making it this far. We will continue with the beginning of week 4 tomorrow. I'll talk to you then, and until then, take care.